Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said that President Trump's decision to pardon about 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot was about redemption and second chances. Asked last night about pardoning those who had committed acts of violence against police, the president said,
"These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing."
Full impacts of his executive orders becoming clear today. The State Department says all refugee arrivals are suspended until further notice, and all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion employees must be placed on paid administrative leave today. The southern U.S. dealing with historic winter weather. Snowfall set records in parts of the Gulf Coast. Over 7.5 inches fell in Pensacola Beach, Florida. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are planning to introduce legislation to return the evaluation of student test scores to previous benchmarks. The Department of Public Instruction made the change last year, changing the scores needed to reach certain achievement levels with new names. Supporters of the legislation say returning to scores that align with national standards will make it easier to compare scores to previous years and to scores from other states. Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly says the standards were updated but not lowered. Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. A Duluth animal shelter is looking for support from the community after a burst pipe forced them to close for a couple of days. Officials from Animal Allies say none of their animals were hurt in the Friday pipe burst, and they were able to reopen the shelter on Sunday. But a lot of important supplies were lost in the flooding. The shelter is requesting donations from anyone who's able to help replace some of those items that were damaged or lost, most of which includes administrative office supplies. Donations can be made online. A Spooner man has been sentenced after his conviction for operating while intoxicated with a minor passenger in the vehicle. According to court documents, 37-year-old Anthony Kaprowski was arrested in November of 2023 after driving to the Washburn County Sheriff's Office jail to pick up another intoxicated individual who had been arrested earlier. When he arrived, law enforcement authorities noticed he was also intoxicated and had driven to the facility with a 6-year-old in the car. Kaprowski pleaded guilty in a plea deal. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in New Orleans against the Pelicans tonight at 24-17. The Bucks at the halfway point of the season. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week, how he thinks the team is doing right now.
I'm happy. We're playing great team ball. We're competing defensively. We're playing in a good pace. There's going to be times that played maybe like one or two games that we won in ourselves the last couple of weeks. But overall, we've been competing every game. We're getting better. Guys are playing great, making shots, playing the right way, making the extra pass, helping one another defensively. So I'm happy where we are right now, but we got to keep on improving.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Seton Hall, 76-59. The Badgers losing to a newcomer in the Big Ten, UCLA, 85-83.
UCLA plays like a Big Ten team. Even though they're new to the league, they've always played like a team in our league, and we knew it was going to be that, and we had to play through it.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hitting a major mark today with temperatures staying above zero. With mostly cloudy skies and light snow this afternoon, we're still battling a breezy wind, but it's out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour and shoving our highs to the mid-20s. Then, sunny and chilly tomorrow with highs near 10. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 18 degrees at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic Rob Thomas and the guy who shared the booth with Bob Uecker in Major League, hilarious comedian Skip Kiparis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Got a busy hour coming your way today, and just want to remind you tonight, Governor Evers will be giving his State of the State address. It starts at 7 o'clock. Civic Media will have full coverage for you with Todd Allbaugh, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Allbaugh Show, noon to 2. Political editor Dan Schaefer, also Up North News Radio's Pat Quitelow, and members of our great Civic News team. Our special live coverage of the State of the State address tonight, starting at 7 p.m. across Civic Media.
You know, Todd Allbaugh, the Todd Father, host of the Todd Allbaugh
Show.
Yes. He's great.
He is great.
And folks, I would say if he's listening right now, Todd, you're great. And I would just encourage our fans, his fans, to let him know, Todd,
You're great. He is great.
He can't take a compliment. I was telling him on Friday he was great and he could not handle it. So now I just want to wash him over with compliments. Todd, you're great.
That's such a Wisconsin thing.
Dude, he goes blush. Yeah. He's like, just would you
stop being nice?
Would you stop? I'm trying to listen.
I can't hack it. Coming up in just a little bit around 11:21, weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. We're going to talk about, again, we do have some snow falling here in Wisconsin, but parts of Louisiana, they got 10 inches of snow on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
It's January, so it's quiet right now in Bourbon Street. Like, it's pre-Mardi Gras.
Pre-Mardi Gras.
So it's a quieter, but could you imagine if they would have gotten 10 inches at Mardi Gras? It would have been a snowball fight. The first snowball fight where people actually got drunk while doing it.
Yeah, like, probably. But she's going to join us at 11:20. 11:30, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. And I just saw a headline that I think is really important. The authoritarians want us to either get exhausted and melt into the countryside or become fully nihilistic. One of the ways to avoid that is pacing yourself. Refuse to give up, but be willing to step away to recharge.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we like to do with the last half hour of our show.
That's a great way of looking at it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we want to be informed. We want to inform you. Mm-hmm. We want to learn all together. But at the same time, we got to take a breath every once in a while.
Everyone has to take a breath.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little levity. It doesn't mean we don't see the situation as anything but serious.
Absolutely.
But I don't know about you, Jane, but I can remember where I was, when I laughed for real after the election last year. Like, I was in Milwaukee. I was with some friends and I like laughed out loud. And I was like, that's the first time I did that in like 2 days.
Feels really good.
And it felt good. So that needs to keep happening. So that's what we're here for you. We're here to inform, but also to make you feel good.
Just so we can all take a little break. Yeah. So 11:33, we're going to talk about a food that's made a comeback. I didn't know it had gone anywhere.
Not in my heart. It's been here for forever.
We're going to take your opinions about this particular food making a comeback after the 11:30 news. We will wrap it all up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the good edition. That's all on the way. Want to start off, though, on a little more serious note. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin Voss. Really appreciate it. From the Wisconsin Watch by Hallie Claflin. Headline reads, Republicans and Democrats agree on postpartum Medicaid expansion. Robin Voss says it's unlikely. Wisconsin is one of two. Count them. One, two. Wisconsin, one of two states that have not extended Medicaid coverage from 60 days to a year, even though many Republicans support this because it's consistent with their anti-abortion position. And yet, Popcorn King says, yeah, no, nobody wants this. Nobody wants this.
It's not a good idea.
That's what Robin said.
This is, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Lyerly was on the show last year talking about this topic, because this has been going on for a while.
Oh, yes.
And Jane, repeat yourself for the audience. How many states currently don't offer this?
That would be us and one other.
Yeah. This has broad support from the right, the left, the religious, the non-religion, the science.
Yes.
The regular people. This is almost like a, when you find out we don't have it, you say, what? Why not? Well, and I'm pretty sure the other state's Mississippi.
Oh, great. Well, just call us Mississippi. The fate of postpartum Medicaid expansion, the bipartisan effort, yet again falls in the hands of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Voss said Tuesday it's unlikely his chamber will get to vote on it. Extending this coverage is a way for states to fight maternal mortality rates. That means the number of women and children who die. Though pregnancy-related deaths are rare, one-third of them in Wisconsin happen after that 60-day window of coverage. So expanding this for 12 months would expand the coverage, and then maybe we wouldn't be losing so many mothers and their children after they are born. Republican Patrick Snyder yesterday reintroduced a bill that would expand coverage to 12 months. This is very much like other extensions that have been introduced in previous sessions but failed to pass the legislature. And again, the same day, Robin Voss, Popcorn King, says the 12-month extension would be unlikely. Quote, our caucus has taken a position that expanding welfare is not a wise idea for anyone involved, unquote.
There is a website, kff.org. I was just looking, and I'll put this in the show notes. It's a very simple website. It's a real time, actually, as of the 17th, it's updated, showing the Medicaid postpartum covered extension approved in pending states as of the 17th of January this year. We actually might be the last one.
Oh, great.
Because Arkansas, so every other state is blue. We are purple, which says limited coverage extension proposed, and Arkansas is blank. So I don't know if they are working on it. There's nothing in plan, but it's us and Arkansas.
So proud.
This will be in the show notes as well, even though it's pretty straightforward.
This shouldn't be a difficult thing.
No.
It really, really shouldn't. Again, because there is bipartisan agreement on it. But again, it all goes back to Robin Voss and what he allows to come up for a vote.
Yep. And so I'll just ask the question. I'll look directly. I hope, Robin, you are watching.
I'm sure he does.
Why do you, I mean, honestly, why do you hate new mothers? This is something that's important. This is something that it's not a matter of a few weeks. As Dr. Lyerly has told us and Dr. Hanks has told us, recovery from pregnancy takes a year, if not longer.
Yeah, it's not like you give birth and the next day everything just pops back to normal.
No, they just think that's the way because they want you to start working as soon as humanly possible because they don't want paid family leave. But the point is, by doing this, you are putting women at risk. And it's not like it's not a good look when everyone agrees on it but you.
Well, it's not only putting women at risk, it puts their children at risk. And I thought this was the pro-life party, and we love life, and we love babies, and we love children, and all that stuff. This would be an easy thing to show how you love babies.
They're pro-life. They love life.
They're pro-in the womb.
Yeah, they like it when the baby is inside the apartment building. As soon as they move out, they're like, you're on your own.
Oh, yeah. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Former Republican Representative Donna Rosar, this again out of Wisconsin Watch, says, quote, it made sense to me because if I am pro-life and I don't want people to abort their babies, why would I not do everything I could to support those mothers to have the babies? Unquote. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Despite bipartisan support, the assembly has never scheduled this measure for a hearing before they adjourn for the rest of the session. And they're going to be out of session next month.
Are they taking another 10-monther?
Rest of the session in February of last year. But I think they go through February. Aren't they done?
I think in an election year, they might go longer.
No, not into March.
Not much.
That's like 2.5 whole months.
Let me look and see.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Well, yeah, you just hit the point. I think maybe part of the fact is the fact that Robin Voss has never been able to manage to spawn with any of the women that he's married, and that he doesn't know what it is to actually have children and recognize that mothers actually need recovery time after a pregnancy. I think he just thinks women can pop out the babies and go back to work in the fields and tote the baby along with them when they go back to the house. I mean, it is just disgusting that some of these supposedly pro-life people. I mean, that it used to be in the Catholic Church and religious dogma used to say, you become a human being when you draw your first breath. That's when you're ensouled. And now it's apparently you lose any kind of value at all once you do take your first breath. I mean, that it is just. It's just sad.
Well, it does seem like, Mark, that all the concern about life ends, as Greg said, once you come out of the birth canal. It's like, yeah, once you're born, baby, you're on your own. Time to get a job.
Yeah.
Support yourself. Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate you.
Pay your taxes.
You're almost two. What are you lazy bum?
There's a mine out there that needs mining.
We're talking about postpartum Medicaid expansion. It is a bipartisan, which means, wow, both sides agree on this. Yet again, it falls to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who said yesterday it's unlikely his chamber will get to vote on it. What are they voting on? They're voting on things that will keep them in power. Mm-hmm. That is their priority. They haven't talked about guns. They haven't talked about school funding. They haven't talked about childcare. They're talking about a constitutional amendment because they want to make sure it's as difficult to vote as humanly possible for people who might not vote for them.
And as for the committees that they sit on, they've eliminated memberships who are Democrats. So there's less Democratic representation on those committees because Robin Voss loves a Democratic democracy.
He does.
Just doesn't like it when other people who disagree with him are there, too. So it's about keeping the power. Robin said no. So it's, whoops, we're done.
Come on, guys. Grow it. Try a spine.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might like it. Yeah. You get to stand up a little straighter. It's a thought.
Where are those recall Voss people?
You're listening to Matt Nair on air. Stay close on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one. My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She normally joins us on Thursday. We're switching things up a little bit. Brittany Merlot, civic media meteorologist, is joining us for a little weather and wine on a Wednesday. Good morning, Brittany. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
She's always happy when it's snowing.
Yeah, I know. Her and I vastly differ on attitudes regarding the snow.
She's not alone. You have a lot of people who love to do snow things and be outside. And is this affecting all of the state or just the southern portion here, Brittany?
Actually, it's hitting the northern part of the state much, much harder right now, if you can believe that. There's a snow squall warning that just went out for Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland counties. So this front is moving in. It's a cold front that's pushing through the state, and it's going to spark up more scattered for the rest of us later on into this evening. But it could come down in a snow squall form because right now it's got a lot of energy. So what's happening is as this front moves in, our winds are going to be switching to out of the south to out of the northwest, and they're hitting hard. They're clocking gusts right now at 35 to 40 miles per hour. So visibility is rapidly reduced as that snow is coming down. But you're dealing with that too down south. It's just not as breezy at the moment.
It is windy though. And I thought about it even as I was walking out to the car this morning, because I know it was a little warmer than it had been the last couple of days, but yeah. It was very blowy. So you want to,
it's a technical term. It's blowy.
It's a meteorological term that very few meteorologists use. Yes, blowy. Go to my 511wi.gov. That will give you a map of the entire state of Wisconsin and show you where all the accidents are. When weather is like this, I just think it's a really good reference point for folks before you head out the door, so you know where things are getting snarled up right now. It looks like we have a whole bunch of accidents around the Milwaukee, Waukesha, Mequon area, a couple out near Oconomowoc, and then several near Janesville and Madison and Sun Prairie. So again, it's 511wi.gov. You can download it as an app and just refer to it before you head out the door. Yep. So once this snow gets out of here, Brittany, what's going to be coming over the next couple of, are we going to get into the 30s?
Oh, gosh. All right. So what we're going to be doing is basically the cold front moves in, right? So scattered snow showers about a half an inch later on this evening. Then the cold settles in. So some of us actually fall below zero overnight tonight in the northern part of the state. And then for tomorrow, we stay kind of crisp, but nothing like we just went through.
Right.
For that, highs will be in the single digits far northwest to the mid-teens down to the south. But it's going to be sunny out there. It's just those winds are going to be a pain, especially in the morning. So some areas feeling about a 15 below wind chill once again.
Do we have to worry about conditions tomorrow morning as folks are heading to work? Or is it going to be more of a drive time today that they might hit some of these snow squalls?
It's definitely going to be a this evening kind of snow squall event. That'll be gone by tomorrow. It'll just be cold. So bundle up again.
I know we need snow. I am totally on board with snow. I want people to have snow if they need it. But when I see it, I'm just like, come on, man. Come on.
But here's the thing, Greg.
Yes.
Snow brings the warmer temperature. So every time that we get a little warm up, like Jane was talking about, are we going to hit the 30s? Mid 30s on Saturday, bring a chance for some light snow. So with the snow is the warmth.
See,
darn it.
You got a little bad brings the good, just a little suffering. Yeah. And then there's the reward.
Blast you, science.
Speaking of science, let's talk about what has been happening down south. New Orleans, they had 10 inches of snow on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Snowball fights and everything. And we have not had enough for that in central Wisconsin yet this season. So things are backwards. Things are weird. Definitely.
But this was a big, we're talking about not just Louisiana, but parts of Texas and then all the way up the eastern seaboard, right?
Yes, it did. In fact, I think Florida broke a statewide record with 8.8 inches. That was into Milton and the Gulf Shores and Alabama as well, hitting those amounts. Pensacola got over 7 inches. But here's the thing. So now they're going to be colder, but areas around them are above freezing. So it's trying to melt some stuff and then it's going to refreeze overnight. And then that's going to be the case for the next few nights. So a lot of icy situations down there and just a ton of snow that they never see.
No.
I can't think of any time anything comparable has happened.
Me neither.
They had the deep freeze in Texas a couple of years ago. I remember when Atlanta got, well, I wouldn't say they got a dusting, but they got so much snow that people were leaving their cars on the freeway and coming back the next day because the snow had melted and they didn't know what to do. People just stopped driving. They're like, oh, we're shut down.
Well,
Let's go home.
Yeah, they're not equipped for that. Yeah. They really aren't. No. And the one good thing that I did see, although I guess it remains to be seen whether this is going to be good or not, is that the Los Angeles area, after 262 days of no rain, is finally expected to get some rain this weekend, which they're desperately in need of. But with all of these fires, then that just leads to the greater chance of flooding and mudslides, right?
Yes, it does. It just keeps going and going. There's always more and more from every major event. So you're right on that. You think about everything that's down and on the ground, and then that's going to be sliding around with all of that extra added rain because it's not going to be absorbed. It's been so dry. Yeah. It's just going to slide.
It's just going to flow. Yeah, it's going to flow off.
I'm hoping they'll be getting some help, but that's a whole other conversation we can have. So.
Absolutely. Brittany Merlot is Civic Media's meteorologist. She joins us every week to give us a little update and a little weather and wine. Thank you so much, Brittany. Really appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next week. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we'd love you to check on this. They say this food is making a comeback. I didn't know it ever went away.
Me either.
And I personally like it, but apparently there's a lot of hatred directed towards this food stuff. We'll take your calls on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Cole have announced the state will join a coalition of other states challenging the attempt to end birthright citizenship. According to a press release, Governor Evers, Attorney General Cole, and the other state leaders joining the challenge say the executive order issued by President Donald Trump is unconstitutional and violates the 14th Amendment. Wisconsin joined 19 other states in filing a lawsuit to invalidate the executive order in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point have partnered for the LEAF program once again. The program seeks to teach students across the state about the important role forests play in sustainability, as well as about tree reproduction and seedling growth. Through the initiative, students will get hands-on experience in seed collection in the state's school forests. Those seeds will then be planted in the school forests over the coming years to ensure those forest spaces continue to grow. The annual point-in-time count is set to begin in the Chippewa Valley today. According to a press release from the Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council, the point-in-time count seeks to establish a statistically reliable accounting of the number of people experiencing homelessness in the region, with the data collected being included in the annual homelessness assessment report. The last point-in-time count found a significant increase in the number of unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley, especially in Eau Claire County. Several Bayfield residents have been displaced following a Monday fire that destroyed an apartment building and tattoo shop. According to fire officials, the blaze broke out on South Broad Street just after 3 p.m. on Monday. Crews spent hours fighting the fire before it was extinguished, but the building was deemed a total loss. Five people lived in the apartments above the tattoo shop, and employees of the shop will be out of work for a time, but none were injured. A GoFundMe supporting the displaced family has already raised thousands of dollars. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hitting a major mark today with temperatures staying above zero. With mostly cloudy skies and light snow this afternoon, we're still battling a breezy wind, but it's out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour and shoving our highs to the mid-20s. Then, sunny and chilly tomorrow with highs near 10. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is with us along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
cheese.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our civic media news director, Jimmy Cuska, just released this. The Bucks-Pelicans game has been postponed tonight because they were supposed to play in New Orleans. And New Orleans is digging out from 10 inches of snow. So the Bucks-Pelicans game tonight postponed because of a snowstorm. You heard right, in New Orleans. I'm waiting for Marjorie Taylor Greene to come out and ask why the Democrats haven't turned on the heating pad that's underneath all of our southern states that could take care of this problem, because Democrats control the weather machine, Greg.
I mean, I want to take it one step further. Why haven't they resurrected the ghosts of all those who've traipsed along Bourbon Street to come and shovel the 10 inches of snow?
So it's kind of a mess down there, but yeah. The Bucks-Pelicans game postponed tonight because of snow in New Orleans. This isn't normal.
No.
All right. We wanted to lighten it up for the last half hour of the show, and I would love to hear from you because Greg and I both like this food stuff.
Exactly.
And apparently there are a lot of people who don't. Has it come back? Did it ever go away? We're talking about cottage cheese.
I would love to just know what our listeners thought we were going to say.
Well, you never know. This is from the Massachusetts General Hospital. The cottage cheese comeback from Dr. Allison Kane. Cottage cheese became viral over the summer just a couple of years ago, resulting in a spike of sales that cleared grocery shelves across the country. The cottage cheese trend started from videos on TikTok of people eating whipping cottage cheese and adding it to crudité dips. It escalated when the health conscious started using cottage cheese in dessert recipes like ice cream and cookie dough. Cottage cheese was a staple in the 1950s, most popular in the 1970s. For the younger generation of increasingly plant-based eaters who no longer consider cow's milk cool, the revival of cottage cheese by Gen Z has many confused.
What?
I'm just reading from Dr. Allison Kane.
But like they have a it's cottage, like, this is weird to me. Okay, like, cottage cheese has been around since I was a little, well, it's been since before I was a little kid, but it never went away. It's always been there, even whether, because I didn't eat it for the longest time, because it looked gross.
Right.
It looked like lumpy.
Bad milk.
Lumpy milk.
Yeah.
So one day I tried, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Can I just throw a little hack in there, a little secret?
Cottage cheese hack?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Throw a little hot sauce in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not too much.
Just a scooch.
Yeah. But it just seems funny, like, how you're, like, what you're reading, the words that are on the page is like people are discovering. It's like, it's been sitting next to other things in your grocery store for decades.
Like, in the dairy case.
It's not the big find. It's not like, do you know what's new and fashionable, folks? Cottagey cheese.
I want to see the ads with a little carton of cottage cheese coming out and going, have you missed me? Grr. 855-752-4842. What are your feelings about cottage cheese? One of the reasons why it's believed it's making a comeback is because there's a lot of protein in it.
Yeah.
In just a half a cup, there's about 14 grams of protein. So it is a good choice for people looking to increase their protein intake.
Great. Great choice for vegetarians, not so much vegans.
I've always loved cottage cheese.
Yeah, it's honestly, I have to buy the small tubs because if I get those taller tubs, I'm just going to eat the whole thing in a sitting.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
2% or 4%?
I can go either or, but okay. I can't do the no fat.
Oh, no.
Got to have some flavor.
That would be bad. Yeah. 855-752-4842, the great cottage cheese debate. Chris from Madison is on the line. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Oh, my God. It's never not in my refrigerator, and I did not expect you to say. Also, I agree with the a little bit of hot sauce, a little Dijon mustard, too. It blew me away when you said cottage cheese. I didn't know it went away.
Yeah.
I know, Chris. We were both kind of like, where did it go? I always have cottage cheese.
Chris... Does that make me, you, and Jane tastemakers? Are we trendsetters? I mean, we're really cool, you know. We eat cottage cheese.
I think that's a stretch.
You know what, Jane?
I'm sorry. Am I killing your joy?
I'm trying to make us influencers.
You're so cool.
I'm trying to get us those big bucks influencing monies.
Chris and Greg, you guys are obviously taste setters. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate it. Now, that's an interesting hack. I have my own cottage cheese hack.
Is it fruit or something sweet?
You're going to hate it.
What?
All right. I like salted sunflower seeds.
Okay.
And a little French dressing.
Okay. Question I have.
Okay.
And this can be said about really anything you put in cottage cheese, especially if you're eating the 2 to 4%, because you should probably eating like the 2% or skim is a little bit. But point is, are you then undercutting its healthy value by adding things? The hot sauce or the, you know what I mean? Like. But I don't hate that. If you like it,
I like the salt. I like the salty.
Yeah,
but the salty of the sunflower seeds.
The salt. I already have like the savory in the cottage cheese, and then that little bit of heat, just a little bit,
little hot sauce,
gives it a little bit of a kick.
Do you have a cottage cheese hack? Greg does. I do. Chris did.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. It's back, baby. Cottage cheese. I never knew it went away. Are you pro? Are you anti? Kelvin, where do you come down as our resident young person on cottage cheese?
I don't have strong feelings. If someone like force fed it to me, I would not like. It wouldn't be the worst thing I can imagine eating.
Well, then it wouldn't be force feeding. I guess.
But I don't like just eat it by itself. I guess sort of a hack. It serves as a good substitute for ricotta if you're making lasagna.
Okay.
That's a good, sure.
So I guess that's the question is, okay, so lasagna possibly, like that's a good replacement. By the way, Mark on the live stream says, growing up, my mom nearly every night for an appetizer, we'd have half a canned pear or peach with a scoop of cottage cheese and a maraschino cherry. I don't know how I feel about mixing the cottage cheese with the sweet. PJ on the live stream also says peach and blueberry is good. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the sweet. Okay. I like the savory. But what, and forgive me, this is just me not knowing, what foods do, like what recipes require cottage cheese? Because for me, it's always like a cup of cottage cheese, like with breakfast or, you know, eating an entire tub of it at home.
Well, according to this article, again, you can use it in different recipes, whipping cottage cheese to add to a dip. You can also use it, again, in dessert recipes like ice cream and cookie dough. I can see how you could incorporate it into ice cream. I'm not quite sure how you would incorporate cottage cheese into cookie dough.
I'm sure you have to throw a stabilizing agent in there, like a baking powder or baking soda.
Tom from Jackson texting in, listening in Madison on WMDX. Greg is so right about adding some sort of hot sauce. Yummy.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome, the world. TikTok. I'll take my millions, please.
Matt from Germantown. I just can't get past the look of it. It disgusts me. I'm sure it tastes good. You're not alone, Matt. I think there are a lot of people who feel it looks bad.
It looks bad. It doesn't. It's look is sus. I get that, folks. But Matt, I want you to just go try it. Just dive in deep. And I'll tell you what. I'll finish what you don't eat.
Good to know. Sue from Franklin. I love cottage cheese with everything bagel seasoning on it. Ooh. Tom from Jackson, salt and pepper is also good. Sherry from Horicon, pretzels and cottage cheese.
Okay.
Len from Madison, cottage cheese is kind of short on fiber, but regardless, it too shall pass.
The thing I worry about with regard to cottage cheese is the whole... what we're adding to, because like it should be I personally feel like it should be a healthy food. Got lots of protein.
Right.
It definitely can be a good snack versus like chips,
ice cream,
or you know, whatever. But when we start throwing tons of stuff in there, that's when I feel like you're like, oh, it's we're losing the healthy values of it.
Well, yeah, if you're putting chocolate chips on your cottage cheese, yes. But if you're Sherry says tomatoes, pears, you can put anything on cottage cheese. John from Oshkosh listening on WISS, along with egg whites, no fat cottage cheese is like a perfect food. Good protein, no fat, very macro friendly.
That sounded very professional. Can you get me in shape, sir? Whoever said that?
Somebody else texting on WAUK, cottage cheese with fresh pears or peaches, yeah. Or mix it up to create taco dip with tomato and black olives and salsa.
That's amazing.
Hey, we could do a whole recipe booklet on this.
There's another one, XCO, add tomato and ranch dressing powder. Now, okay, that's where I feel like you will lose ranch. Whenever you introduce ranch into anything.
But we're not talking about just a little bit. Kurt from Madison on WMDX, a touch of smoked paprika. That'll give it a little kick.
Ooh, and then there's Troy from Mount Horeb, like just undercutting my ability to be an influencer. Don't bow too much. Hot sauce makes everything taste better. Okay, thanks, buddy. Caught it. Okay, all right. I'm going to read this.
Yeah.
Jane, I need your unfettered opinion. Cottage cheese sauerkraut pizza.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Because I like sauerkraut. I like cottage cheese. I love pizza.
Cottage cheese and sauerkraut.
How does that, the question I have is, how does that bake? Because the sauerkraut would, the sauerkraut would dry out to a crunchy maybe? Because you don't want it to be too wet or else it's going to make the pizza
soggy,
the crust soggy. And then the cottage cheese, what happens to dry, hot cottage cheese?
Brian from Green Bay, we may need you to come down here and whip up one of those pizzas for us. Cottage cheese, sauerkraut pizza.
Yeah.
You sound like you've had experience with this. I wouldn't give it to a rookie.
No, I wouldn't either. This is pure experimentation. Shizu on the live stream says you can use cottage cheese in muffins. That sounds interesting. That's Megan and Eau Claire.
Megan, is that in exchange for the egg? What is the cottage cheese substituting, or is it just an addition?
Wow, this is cottage cheese hour. I love this. This is amazing.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Ryan Green Bay with the sauerkraut cottage cheese. Yep, you bake it.
Okay.
Right. Lynn from Oconomowoc, good morning. I believe my mom made a lime jello mold with cottage cheese, pineapple, and cherries. Yum.
I don't know.
Oh, cottage cheese with pineapple is great.
On top of fried potatoes? Okay.
I suppose instead of sour cream.
Could you, honestly, you could just use fried potatoes and you could dip them too. I mean, folks, I am very hungry right now.
Mark, also on the live stream, I'll have to try cottage cheese with sweet pickled jalapenos.
I put hot sauce on my potato pancakes. I do too, Mark. I do too. I put hot sauce on everything breakfast.
Apparently so.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. God, I am hungry.
Hey, we're all going to get together, you guys, and we're going to have our best cottage cheese recipes, and we're going to make millions.
The first annual Matt and Air on Air Laboratories Picnic.
Cottage cheese bonanza from Tom in Jackson. That's what we'll call our cookbook, Tom. Cottage cheese bonanza.
It's a cottage copia.
I love it.
I'm so hungry now.
When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, continuing the food theme. It's good.
Dude.
Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. All are invited to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry for a $25 donation. You'll receive an abundance of food. All are welcome the second Saturday of each month. From 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., the distribution is at SMC Limited, located on Griffin Street right here in Amory. Ruby's Pantry, another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6 pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just another reminder, be careful on the roads. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at that 511wi.gov website. Bunch of accidents, disabled vehicles around the Milwaukee, Waukesha, Oconomowoc area, also around Janesville and Madison, and now one around Appleton. Doesn't look like anything is completely closed, but it is snowing in a lot of parts of the state. So please be careful. Watch your speeds. Make sure you turn your lights on, especially if you're going to be dealing with snow squalls and stuff like that. We want you to get to where you're going safely. 511wi.gov. And don't forget Governor Evers delivering his State of the State address tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock. You can catch all the coverage. We're going to have our very own Todd Alba, civic media political editor Dan Schaefer, members of our great civic media news team, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow for our special coverage tonight, the 2025 State of the State address. Catch it starting at 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's 11:53, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Gabe Hawari, writing for USA Today, headline reads, Progresso soup drops sell out super fast. When more of the hard candy will drop. Progresso, the soup company.
Yes.
Has unveiled a new way for soup lovers to be happy.
So, like, drops aren't, like, just, like, a tiny thing to, like...
It's like a hard candy. It's like a hard candy. Progresso last week announced the launch of Soup Drops, a chicken noodle soup flavored hard candy resembling a cough drop. The first batch of Soup Drops sold out in under an hour. They had announced the news on Instagram last week. Very, very popular. Progresso posted, quote, "Well, this is super awkward.
Oh, God.
Our soup drops sold out before we even had the chance to tell you. But don't worry. There's a fresh batch of soup you can suck on." I'm just reading it.
I'm not.
"There's a fresh batch of soup you can suck on coming your way next Thursday, 123 at 9 a.m. at progressivesoupdrops.com. There will be, thank goodness, additional soup drops released weekly."
Oh, thank God.
"Every Thursday through the rest of this month while supplies last. The drops labeled by Progresso as soup you can suck on."
Okay. Fire, fire, fire your marketing people.
"Soup you can suck on tastes like broth, savory veggies, soft egg noodles with a hint of parsley. The drops are packaged in a can that looks like a regular Progresso soup can. 20 individually wrapped soup drops in each can. Every order also comes with a can of actual traditional chicken noodle soup for the low, low price of $2.49 plus shipping."
$2.49?
$2.49.
So you get a can of drops and a can of soup?
For $2.49 plus shipping.
Just keep talking for a second. I want to look something up here.
"When you're sick, according to Progresso, nothing is truly more reassuring than chicken noodle soup. So we thought, why stop soup at the bowl? We took the beloved flavors of our chicken noodle soup and packed them into a fun, savory candy soup drop for a totally new way to enjoy the taste you love whenever and wherever you want."
That is 12 cents more than what a chicken noodle, what a can of Progresso chicken noodle soup costs. And by the way, when I typed in Progresso chicken, it auto-filled with noodle soup drops. So this is popular. Now I'm intrigued. It's a FOMO thing now. It's turning like,
maybe you're going to miss out on something really great.
Progresso, are you watching? Do you want us to do a live taste test of the soup you can suck on?
Mark on the live stream, this is just sad.
Nope. No, Mark. It's just soup.
It's just soup you can suck on.
I'm wondering, will Progresso come out with other flavors? It's this is like Willy Wonka somewhere going, "It's coming to be. My dreams are coming to pass."
Glenn from Madison says, "I think that's really super." Tom from Jackson, "Sounds like it's worth a try." Chris from Janesville, "When will they have a cottage cheese soup drop?"
This just in, the Ricola people have said they're coming out with a cottage cheese drop. It's going to be lumpy as well.
Well, there should be more available. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Tomorrow,
January 23rd.
Did they say what time they're released?
9 a.m. So you better get on it, Greg Bach, or you're going to miss out.
Oh, boy. What?
The latest soup drop happening tomorrow.
Do they say, like, is it Eastern, Central?
Let me see if I can find it for you. 123, 9 a.m. Eastern, progressosoupdrops.com.
Progressosoupdrops.com. Okay.
We'll try and do this before the show tomorrow.
I will see what, if I can make this work, I'll make this work.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today. Be safe and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here. We are the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good day.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll review Governor Evers' State of the State address with State Senator Jeff Smith and Assembly Assistant Minority Leader Kalen Haywood.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Earl
Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order faces its first legal test in a Seattle courtroom tomorrow. The order tries to impose conditions on granting citizenship to babies born in the U.S. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
It is not my hope to challenge every single thing. You know, the president has broad scope and power. That is his right as elected president. But when it violates the law and harms Washingtonians, we will not shy from bringing a new case.
More than 20 states and several lawsuits are challenging the president's order. A major winter storm that slammed Texas and the northern Gulf Coast has moved east with heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain across parts of the Florida Panhandle, Georgia, eastern Carolinas, plus bitter cold. More hot, dry winds are expected and fire ravaged Southern California today. But on Saturday, a good chance, forecasters say, of a little bit of rain. This is ABC News.
I'm James.